Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good. We got a short little poem this week. The question that the authors are asking is, does hormone suppression, in addition to radiation, improve outcome in men with locally advanced prostate cancer? But by way of background, just a little bit on hormone therapy. Hormone therapy, also called androgen deprivation therapy for prostate cancer, the goal is clearly to reduce the level of male hormones. Those are primarily androgens in the body. The main androgens are testosterone and dihydrotestosterone. Lots of types of hormone therapies. The most dramatic, if you will, is an orchiectomy, that's surgical castration. Then there are luteinizing-releasing hormone analogs. And even though these analogs cost more and do require more frequent doctor visits, most men are still choosing to take these over castration for probably obvious reasons. There are luteinizing hormone releasing hormone antagonists. These came to fruition about 5 or 6 years ago. They're anti-androgens. These anti-androgens block the body's ability to use androgens. A couple of different drugs in this class. Other androgen-suppressing drugs, estrogen used to be the big alternative to orchiectomy, but lots of side effects here, including blood clots and breast enlargements that weren't particularly popular with men. Some doctors in the past even used ketoconazole, an antifungal, as an anti-androgen. And again, before we talk about this, lots and lots of side effects from these, including decreased or absent libido, impotent hot flashes, anemia, decreased mental ability, muscle mass loss, weight gain, fatigue. The list goes on much further. Anyways, these particular authors published a study in Cancer, relatively narrow focus, but they asked the question again, if we add hormone suppression to radiation, do men do better? Mark, what did they find?
Well, this was a meta-analysis, so they tried to identify all the randomized control trials that took previously untreated men with locally advanced prostate cancer who were randomized to either radiation or radiation plus hormone suppression. They don't describe the quality of the studies or even whether they assess the quality of the studies. They don't talk about issues like randomization, allocation, concealment, masking, things that make a good study versus a bad study. They also didn't look for any unpublished data. Normally in a meta-analysis, you want to go looking through the references or talk to experts and try to find any unpublished data. Given the topic, probably most of the studies would have been published, though. They ultimately found 7 RCTs with about 4,300 patients. And they found that overall survival was better in those who also got the hormone therapy compared with radiation alone. Number needed to treat was 20, so there was a 5% absolute difference in survival rates. Those that got the combination therapy were also less likely to develop distant mets or local recurrence or have a biochemical failure where the PSA goes back up again. The absolute difference for each of those was 10%, so the number needed to treat there was only 10. Those getting hormones also had greater cancer-specific survival and had better clinical progression-free survival. So in men with locally advanced prostate cancer, treated with hormone suppression plus radiation had better mortality-related clinical outcomes than patients treated with radiation alone. As you noted, there are important problems in terms of quality of life. We don't really know the full balance here. I mean, is it worth living a little longer if your quality of life is significantly impaired?
Right. Yeah. So we clearly need some more information on this whole area of cancer treatment. Even some of the outcomes data looking at surgery now is a bit old. When I've been talking with some of our surgeons, they're cautioning me not to use the data from a decade ago, that the surgery techniques have changed enough that side effects are much less. So, I mean, clearly the problem with all of these outcome studies, be it surgery, radiation, or androgen deprivation therapy, is that as the medicines change, the outcomes change, and we need to go back and look at whether some of these issues become more or less important. But again, I agree that I would have liked to have seen much more emphasis here on looking not only at mortality and morbidity issues, but also quality of life issues.
Yeah, and hopefully somebody can do that. I mean, if you have the survival data and then you know what typical quality of life looks like, you should be able to compare quality-adjusted life years. And it reminds me of a study that was done by a group in Texas, I think Rob Hamm and Bob Volk and folks there, I hope I'm getting the names right, where they talked to men and women about treatments and preferences for prostate cancer. And basically the guys were more interested in quality of life and avoiding impotence, avoiding incontinence, and said, yeah, I'll live a little, I'm willing to live a little less long if I can have good quality of life.
Right.
Whereas the women said, we want them around as long as possible, mowing the lawn and fixing the dishwasher, because we don't care about their quality of life.
Well, not only that, but they probably would prefer that they not be quite as...
I guess that's a little perception issue there too, but
yeah,
you know, one person's impairment is another one's boon. But anyway, so it was it reminded me of that a little bit, and so obviously the perspective is important too.
Okay. Anyways, Mark, interesting study. We'll wait for more data in this area. Thanks, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right, sounds good.
Great.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.